In order to use the system, you must have a copy of the topical outline or quick dial listing. To receive a faxed copy, press 9 and enter quick dial code 1042 and then press the pound key. If you already know the item of interest, simply press 9 now. Quick dial code. Please enter the 4-digit quick dial code and then press the pound key.
You have reached the weather and information line. Today is March 19th, 2003. Current time is 3:09 a.m. The current Air Force Base force protection condition is Bravo Plus. The current SEACON level is SEACON 2 General. Longer inspection times are expected. Double ID card checks, random vehicle inspections may occur. Staggered work schedules are recommended. However, rainy conditions exist. Please use caution in and around parking lots and sidewalks as slippery conditions may be present. Thank you and have a good day.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You might be listening to Radio Freak America.
Welcome to your free Quest DAX audio service. Please enter a 4-digit code. This message is brought to you by the law offices of David G. Crum and Associates, providing aggressive criminal defense representation to individuals throughout the state of New Mexico.
If you have been subject to a wrongful arrest by police, you may be entitled to monetary damages. At the time of your arrest, however, you should be as courteous and cooperative with police as possible. You are not required to give a statement without legal counsel or consent to a search of your home or a vehicle, and you can't be arrested merely for refusing to do so. You should pay close attention to what is being said, who is involved, and whether there are any witnesses present. After your arrest, you should write down all details you remember concerning the incident and get the names and phone numbers of any witnesses to your arrest. You should also contact an attorney competent in the area of civil rights immediately.
The attorneys of David G. Crum and Associates will fight aggressively to protect your rights. Quest DAX audio service. Please enter a 4-digit code. This message is brought to you by the law offices of David G. Crum and Associates, providing aggressive criminal defense representation to individuals throughout the state of New Mexico.
If you have been the victim of excessive force by police officers, you should seek medical treatment immediately. Your medical records and the fact that you sought medical treatment may become important factors in your case. You should also take numerous photographs of any injuries that you received during the incident. Excessive force cases can be complicated and vary depending on the facts and circumstances surrounding each particular case. You may be entitled to financial compensation as well as payment of your costs and attorney's fees if you are successful in court.
The attorneys of David G. Crum and Associates will fight aggressively to protect your rights.
Du hast mich. Du,
Welcome to your free Quest DAX audio service. Please enter a 4-digit code. This message is brought to you by the Law Offices of David G. Crum and Associates, providing aggressive criminal defense representation to individuals throughout the state of New Mexico.
The Constitution of the United States of America contains a listing of personal rights guaranteed to the individual. One of the most important of these rights is the right to due process. This right is based on the idea that laws and legal proceedings must be fair. The Constitution guarantees that the government cannot take away a person's basic rights to life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Courts have issued numerous rulings about what this means in particular cases. If you feel that you've been denied due process, you should seek legal advice promptly.
Good evening, this is Duel. I want to open by apologizing to everybody, all of the listeners who like to tune into the stream on Wednesdays. Last week, bad times, man. Bad times. My connection was down. It was fucked, basically. So the fix would have took, you know, much longer than the show would have been on. So I said, screw it. Put the show up. Explained as best I could on the site. So again, I apologize. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry to Meme and to Logan 5. That was a great show. Actually, there was not enough time. That show went by so fast. We could have done 2 hours easy. Well, one night we're going to have to. We're just going to have to just let it loose and not stop and do whatever we want for as long as we want, just like Sean K does, and just go off and stream it. Oh, hey, let's see if they... See if they say anything. I don't think they will. I think they Rant Radio wouldn't care if we stream for 2 hours. How you guys doing? I am joined by the regs, and that is Stank and Mute. Hey, guys.
Hello.
What's up?
You guys ready for the con line tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Question is the con line ready for us?
Oh, I don't know. I do not know. Did you guys... Well, first, I'm also going... The week before that, 2 weeks ago, I had some other trouble. I did something pretty stupid. I used a beta to record the show, and it's beta. It's not ready of Audacity. So I had trouble then as well. And also, both of those weeks, we recorded on that Wednesday night, the Wednesday right before we streamed. I like that. It's exciting. Get it all done in one shot. It's fun. But it's a little too close for comfort. So we're going to make sure that we record earlier than that Wednesday night. Or actually, right now it's Sunday night. It's a lot earlier. Hopefully nothing really big or important happens before then. But we're going to record beforehand so we definitely minimize the amount of troubles that we have. And again, from last week's show, I don't know if it's Trez or Trey. I don't know. T-R-E-Z sent an awesome intro. It's so much fun to listen to. I've been listening to that without the show. Just listen to the intro. It's just awesome. So I'm sure everybody heard it in last week's show. We'll play it again. Or you heard it already for this week's show. Good stuff. Did you guys listen to the show? Last week's show, 54?
Yeah, that opening was great.
Wasn't that awesome?
It sounded just amazing with the like tech TV. I don't know what the background music to that. I don't know. It was great. I didn't even know. I was like, wait, someone can't do this. It's like too good.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. And thank you again, Trez. I hope I'm saying his handle right. Oh, well. Thank you again for that awesome intro. Did you guys like the topics last week?
Yes.
You did, Mute?
Yeah, I think they were pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And you, Stank?
Oh, well, I've said many times that you know, those kind of things amaze me because, you know, I can't do it. I said many times I have no artistic talent, so people that do, I find it just, you know, wonderfully entertaining, and I love to hear and see what people can create. So, yeah, I have nothing but respect for people who can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this last week's show, they actually went into some pretty deep topics. I mean, you know, I was thinking, and I'm sure it was naive of me, that, you know, that it would just be high-level stuff, here's what programs you use, here's maybe what classes you take, here's what, you know, but no, they went into some deep, serious stuff. I hope you guys liked it. I loved it, and I hope all the listeners did. Actually, I've had some positive feedback from that last show. I'm sure there will be more of Meme and Logan 5. Actually, Stank, you had a little rant related to that show last week, and I'd like to give you time up front now to get your message out.
Well, I listened to the show, and it was wonderful to listen to, but you know, I heard a couple of things that just really made me kind of think more than, like I just said, anybody who has artistic talent to me is just, it's an amazing thing, and I feel somewhat of a kinship with people on the forums and the people that we get email and we reach out there. They're not always, you know, hardcore hackers, but we still have things in common, and that's really what struck me about some of the comments last week was both Meme and Logan 5 mentioned how, you know, you had basically asked them, how do you get started in it, or what were, you know, and both of their responses were, it's just what I am, it's just who I am, it's just the way I think and the way I feel. And to me, that's exactly the way I feel about hacking. It doesn't have to be that hackers only get along with hackers and artists only get along with artists. It kind of made me think on a more grand scale, for lack of a better term, that we all have these things in common. We don't have to have the idea of free thinking is a bond that a lot of people share and don't even realize it and don't even understand it. And that's something that kind of hit me when I was listening to this, because we've also talked about on the show a couple weeks ago how I was having some, or my friend, I should say, was having some problems at work, and had a lot of these kind of things on my mind anyway. So to hear other people explain that, you know, they had similar situations, I know Logan 5 and I talked about it before, and, you know, had a situation working for the man, and some things don't go the way you like and where you hope and stuff like that. So it just made me feel a closer kinship to people. They don't have to be hackers. They don't have to be elite. They can be newbies. They can be artists. They can be, you know, open source programmers. They can be digital rights advocates. I have a kinship with all of these people. I mean, not to get too awfully sentimental, but, you know, you have things in common with your fellow man, with mankind, that you just might not realize sometimes. And I had a good feeling about having a connection with people, and it doesn't have to be simply because of hacking.
I totally agree. We are very fortunate to have technology, though, as this, as a common bond. I mean,
that's
you're right.
A minor thing. It's more the thought process and the mindset.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but yes, the technology brings us together, which is, you know, I think is kind of wonderful, and I guess really the opposite of what most people think about technology. People make the jokes to me sometimes about, oh, you work on a computer all day, 40, 50 hours a week, and then you go home and play on a computer more, and I'm like, well, yeah. I do.
It's an infinite challenge. And what I was going to say is that, you know, to extend that, you know, it is, first of all, we're lucky to have technology that common bond. If anything else, it's an icebreaker for those deeper bonds of the common thought processes, you know, of the freedom, of the information, of the knowledge that everybody wants to share. You know, if anything, the technology is just a little piece that helps bring all those people together. You know, Meme and Logan 5, they're hackers, you know, from way back. But they're great artists, you know. The technology actually kind of brought us all together, you know, the 2600 meetings, you know, being online. It's we're very, very fortunate, very fortunate.
Yeah, and the mindset, there are other, you know, similarities you see after you've develop relationships and stuff, like, you know, like real artists want to share their material. There was, you know, a little talk of copyright last week, too, and real artists want their material shared, and they want to get it out there, and they realize public domain and how they draw references from pop culture and things like that. You know, and open source programmers and hackers are the same way. It's all about freedom of information. Fuck the whole copyright thing, you know? Fuck all these people. You know, and if I can take this a step further, I don't really like to use this word lightly, but I mean we're in the midst of a revolution here not, you know, in the world, not only in the United States, it's probably mainly in the United States the way I feel about it right now because of our political climate, and nothing to do with war, nothing to do with terrorism or any of that stuff, just in general. I've said many times on the show that there is corruption in our government beyond belief. It's just gotten to the point where from the top of the top right down to your local PTA meetings, there is just this most ridiculous corruption going on, and people who are serving their own self-interest instead of the public self-interest. And that's what government's supposed to be. That's what our government is supposed to be anyway. It's supposed to be for the people, of the people, by the people, and they're not. They don't care less about the people. They're looking out for number one. They're looking out for themselves. And now that I've been off the show for a couple weeks because I had to do a little self-reflection and kind of see this from a third person's perspective, take some time off, and I see, and we talked about this, Duel, if I may venture off on this. We talked about this that one time I was on the show. I kind of gave a little depressing rant about my job situation, or excuse me, my friend's job situation.
Right.
And I kind of realized, we said in that segment that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to scare people, we don't want to turn people off from this, that, and the other, but kind of in a way, I really do. I really do want people to understand and realize that there is corruption out there in many forms. A lot of it's just play-a-hating. I don't know if that's a good mixing of terms there, but there's a lot of people out there that are serving their own interests and looking out for their best interests, and if it doesn't serve their best interest for you to succeed and you to exceed at your job and do good work, they will put you down no matter whether it's right or wrong or you are doing the right thing. So, Logan Five and me both said they're working for the man, and they finally left and went out and did what they love and got jobs finding what they're doing. It may not pay the best or pay as much as some of the others, but they enjoy what they're doing for a change. And that is really the revolution that I'm speaking of. I'm not saying we're going to rise up and start this revolution. I think through the sheer course of history, that's what's going on. I think people are suddenly taking back the power to themselves, and they're like, you know what? Fuck your corrupt government. Fuck your corrupt job. Fuck every corrupt bullshit thing that you're pulling. I can do it my damn self.
Right.
You know, and people are taking the power back to themselves and doing what they enjoy, how they enjoy it, and getting paid for it, and they're not going to sell out. People are grabbing their integrity and taking it back. And that's the revolution I see going on. That's what I like, and that's really what I'm hoping is the message to send to people is don't lose your integrity. Go out there and do what you want, what you enjoy, and stick with it, and don't let other people bring you down. Don't let other people's negativity and other people's political stuff, don't get caught up in that. You do the right thing, and you do what you want, and it will pay off.
That is the way of the hacker. I want to emphasize to everybody, this is not some, you know, a piece of self-righteous preaching, you know.
It is, but you know...
I disagree. I think, again, this is the way of the hacker. Hackers do this all the time. Linux, open source software.
Exactly.
Doing the right thing. We don't judge people. We try to help people. We try to share information. We if somebody does something great, then they're great, right? Because they've taken the time to learn and read and study and code, and it's amazing. You've done amazing things. They will rise up. It's awesome. And guess what? And then all they do when they get there is they share their information and they give it out for free.
You know, Linux is a great example. I didn't even think of that. You're absolutely 100% right. That's a great example of somebody saying, okay, well, fuck the system, fuck Microsoft, fuck their corrupt marketing techniques. Well, you know, we can make something too. And
that's right.
That's a very good example. I didn't think about that. But actually, it leads me to something else, is placing goals and short-term goals on what you want to do and how you are going to fix these situations and how you are going to address them. Like, for example, what I did, you know, I took this job down here with the short-term goal of getting my degree, which, if regular listeners know, I got not too long ago. So now, you know, when I look back and thought about that, I've reached that goal. It is time for me to move on. It's time for me to set another goal. And that's the revolution. That's what's happening, and people are doing it because they want to, because it's needed. And I think we're just on the forefront of this taking back of, I guess, taking back of our world. I don't know how else to put it.
Right. We will become empowered. Very good rant, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Very good rant.
I'm off to consider it.
Hey, that's the show. That was so good. That was really, really good. Thank you very much, Stank. I hope everybody takes, not takes, you know, what is rightfully theirs, but really takes control of what they believe is right in their lives. And I, you know, it's not easy sometimes. You have to work at it, but please do that. You know, Meme's done it. Logan Five has done it. Everybody can do that. Really, just, I'll tell you what. We've said this before. Just continue to grow and change and move forward, albeit slowly. And you will have the, well, I, you know, I hate to say this, but I can't think of any other way. The power over your own life, over your own destiny that you need. And technology is one way to do it, whether it's your love, your vocation, or your avocation. Wow, Stank.
You know, I just, that I word, integrity, has just been on my mind for the past, you know, month of going through the stuff I'm going through.
As it should be.
I realize that as long as I have that, that's, everything else will fall into place. So, you know, I kind of said, you know, I do want to scare people about jobs. And, no, I just want people to be open their eyes and see what could happen.
Exactly.
Don't get caught up in the political. Maintain your integrity and good things will happen. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. Only you know, because it's different for every person.
Yeah.
You make decisions, and you do what you think is right, and do the right thing, and everything will work out in life.
That's really right.
It sounds real corny, but it will.
Wow, life's lessons from Stank. That is awesome, dude. That is awesome. That's right. You don't have to put up with their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's talk about some good news, and I can't believe he didn't tell me about this. We had talked... And who am I talking about? I'm talking about C4. We had talked in the past about something he was planning to do. And guess what? He's done it. And what has he done? He has made a show. It's called Gamer. It's actually an acronym. I don't have the meaning right now. But it's a gaming show. Him and his friends, him and his crew, C4 and the crew, have made a show. They have 3 episodes, if I'm correct. Is that right, Stank?
I just downloaded 3 yesterday, so
yeah.
I've recorded since then, yeah.
Stank just told me yesterday, he said you could get the link out of his signature on the Stank Dog forums, and I went, and son of a gun, there it was. He's got 3 shows. I haven't listened to him yet. I can't wait to. The website to listen to Gamer is... Ooh, excuse me. Gamer at HTTP... www.hwhq.com. That's Hurricane World Headquarters. Again, hwhq.com. You can listen to Gamer. And that's by C4. I'm actually going to post a link on oldschoolfreak.com as soon as I can. I'm so excited. That is so cool. I'm glad he's got a show. You know, there's another new gaming show on Rant Radio, Quarter Circle Forward. I've yet to listen to that. Actually, is there 2 on Rant Radio? I don't know. I'm not sure. But
the acronym is Gamer... Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Awesome. What a cool name. Very cool name. I can't wait to listen to the show. Everybody check that out. I'll put a link up on oldschoolfreak.com. You know, I've been promising for, I don't know how long, to give some reviews. One about Nopix hard drive install. What was the other? Well, I don't remember the other, but I did install FreeBSD, and I'm going to quickly review both of those right now. I want to start with... I was going to start with the FreeBSD. Actually, I'll start with FreeBSD. FreeBSD, I bought the FreeBSD 4.7 box set at Fry's Electronics, big electronics retailer. And it was $40. And yeah, I know you can get it for free, but guess what? You should be getting Microsoft products for free, and you should be supporting the people doing good work. So I bought it. You know, I've got cable. I could download whatever I want. But you know what? I wanted to support them. I wanted all the... I think you get like 4 CDs. And I'm very happy. Well, let me tell you why. Very happy with it. Again, $40 box set from Damon News. You know what? And a lot of people, it's not a big deal. Big deal. You're using FreeBSD. To me, it was a big deal. It was a blast. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. You have to know... let's start with the install. When you install FreeBSD... you have to know your hardware in and out. You've got to know IRQs. You've got to know everything in there. It'll come up, and there may be some conflicts. I had to remove some devices it had inserted to reduce the number of conflicts and then do the install. Really cool stuff. I got it working. It's a lot different than Linux. There are Linux compatibility. There's like a, I don't know if it's a module or what, but you can run Linux programs. There's the ports system, which is really nice. Ports are basically programs, and they're tarred and gzipped, and then you download and put them on there, you unzip them, and then all you do is go to the directory that it creates and type, is it make or make install? Yeah, make, and then make install, and everything's done. It's like, it's so nice. Wireless on FreeBSD. I'm using 4.7. By the way, and I think if I went through a lot of it, but I didn't actually have to. That is compiling the kernel. I think it's a lot easier in FreeBSD. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's simpler to compile a kernel in FreeBSD than Linux. I want to get wireless working. You have to have wireless compiled in the kernel. So you go to the kernel config file, and you have to enter device WI for the Orinoco card, AI or something for the... It's different for the Cisco and the Prism 2 cards. And I was going through, and actually it already was in there in my config file. And then I found a how-to, how to set up 802.11 Orinoco cards. And did that. You have to like edit two text files, and boom, wireless was up and working. It was so easy. It's easier than Linux. I mean, it was simple. So FreeBSD 4.7, after that quick little rant, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 quarter tones. It is an awesome distro. I can't wait to play with more. I don't know much about it. You know, I'm just learning about the wheel group, and mounting CD-ROMs is different. You know, it's fun. It's total adventure. I can't wait to use it. I highly recommend it. Having a little trouble getting D-Stumbler and the BSD Air Tools up and running, but I'll figure that out too. So, highly recommend it. 4 out of 5 quarter tones for the FreeBSD. You can get 5.0 on the website. I don't know if it's beta or not, but 4.7 works great. And then the other, what was it? Oh, the NotBix hard drive install. Actually, Stank, we were just before the show, you were talking about trying that out yourself.
Yeah, actually, I have NotBix booted up right now, and I was just reading about how to get started on that. I was thought maybe I'd pull a dual parallel here, literally almost, and like you did one time on a show a while back, you did the install while we were doing the show, and
yeah.
I was considering doing the same thing here, but...
you want to do it? We can do it right now. I've got a little how-to. Oh, shit. I think I just knocked down my Cisco card. Hold on. Oh, whew. I didn't. Just a case. Oh, man.
I'll probably
that would have sucked.
I'll do, and then maybe next week we'll talk about it and see if I have any different findings than what you have found.
Okay. Yeah. It's we can do it on the show right now. It's really easy.
Yeah. From booting from the CD and playing with it, I definitely like it a lot more so far than I even liked Red Hat 8. So
really? Well, it's Debian based now. So you've tried it on one of your boxes, and everything works. Sound, network.
No problems whatsoever. Everything, even the shared internet connection, it found completely on its own. I didn't have to tweak or configure a single thing.
Nice. Well, that is the wonders of NotBix. We've rant and raved about NotBix left and right on all the shows. Guess what? We're going to do it again because I did the hard drive install. You can get how-tos on the web. It was undocumented, and somebody found it, and now there's how-tos everywhere. It's really easy, the install.
Except for...
What?
The German.
Oh, well, even that's not that hard. You just have to go to the KDE control panel and change that to English,
right.
The keyboard and the language preferences. Well, first of all, okay, we already talked about that. The nice thing about NotBix is that you can just try it out from the CD and test all of your hardware. So it's like you don't have to install anything, and you can try it all out. It's so awesome. So you try it with the CD, everything works, you're good to go. No questions about hardware compatibility, nothing. It just runs. It comes with tons of applications, useful applications. Again, back to the install. The install is straightforward. It's easy. You boot from the CD. You get a virtual console. Type like I don't know what the command. NotBix HD install, something like that. Simple. The install is very easy. It uses a CF disk. Very easy to partition.
Well, I think I noticed on I've been going to linuxiso.org is where I've been picking up most of my stuff lately.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but notice that a lot of other distros are doing that now, completely bootable from CD, and as far as I know, NotBix started that whole thing, but like as I was browsing through all the latest versions of several different distros, there were several of them that touted as their big feature. One of the big features of this most recent upgrade is the ability to boot from it from CD and not have to install anything.
Yeah, I know SUSE's been doing that. I don't know if they've been doing it longer than Nopix, but they've been doing the bootable distro.
SUSE is a live CD, which means
live CD.
They don't give you a distribution like how you can download ISOs and then install it for free.
Mm-hmm.
They're making you buy it. They're going to give you a version that's bootable but not installable. Maybe you could put it on your hard drive if you wanted to.
But again, you can still test it out, right? I mean, it'll test out your hardware and
instead of downloading and burning ISOs, you're going to go buy it.
Right. And Cool, is it Cool Linux? There's another one. I think it's a French, another Debian-based distro from France. I think it's called Cool Linux. I'm not sure. But there's a couple others. But yeah, Nopix really is just groundbreaking, as well as it works. I mean, as good as it works so well.
They also have a, I don't know, my friend obtained it. I don't. Maybe it is on the site, Nopix Lite.
Nopix Lite? No kidding.
Yeah, there is. He got it. I actually showed something at the Toy Center meeting. He gave me a copy for free. He put it on a little business, the small CD.
Yeah.
He put it on there. It fits on there. I got that. Then a copy of Linux. It's in my wallet right now. Actually, it's the business card edition.
Okay, this was the first ever. You'll notice there'll be a little break in the show. The first ever RFA emergency. Had a little emergency in my household here, but everything's cool. Don't worry, everything's fine. And we will continue where we left off. We were talking about Nopix, if I'm correct. Again, it's Debian-based. I used, actually, apt-get update after I did the hard drive install, and that was awesome. That upgraded my installation. Very nice. Worked well. I haven't played with it a lot, so I'm not really sure about security. You know, default security out of the box, or off the CD, I should say. I know TCPD... the hosts, etc host allow and host deny is configured properly. IP tables is not, and I don't know if there's an automated tool. I haven't found an automated tool. Other than this, it's a blast. You can test it out, see if your hardware works. If it does, throw it on your box. It's awesome. In fact, I got to thank Meme for the box that I put this on. She gave me a computer and I upgraded it. You know, it's had some parts I had laying around, threw in some more memory. Through Nopix on it, works great. Even the video, right? And I was watching the SKTFM TV on it. So I'll have to give, 5 out of 5 quarters is pretty high. You know, I don't know what I would give 5 out of 5 to. Maybe SUSE 8, because I've been really pleased with that. I'm going to have to say 4, ooh, man, I don't know. 4 out of 5 quarter tones, I guess.
4.5?
Okay, 4.5. 4.5 quarter tones, Nopix is that good. Use it on your laptop, put it on your desktop, it'll go anywhere, you can use it with anything, it will amaze you, I promise. In fact, I've got a screenshot of my Nopix box with the hard drive installed, so I'll try to put that up as well. Oh, and I've got some, these are cool, I've got some screenshots from Logan 5. He resurrected a 19-year-old Mac, he said, a Mac Plus, and he sent me some screenshots. And he actually took that Radio Freak America wallpaper that he made, the drivers wanted, with the phone, and has it on the desktop of this old-school Mac. It's awesome. So, I'll put those up, too. That'll be fun for everybody. So, Nopix hard drive install and FreeBSD 4.7. Very nice. Very excited. I can't wait to learn more about FreeBSD, and I'm going to share what I learned with everybody, especially on the show. This week, we are going to have some freak news. There'll be a little different freak news, but first I want to talk a little Wi-Fi news. This is actually a little bit for M from S, but there's actually been a lot of good stuff in Wi-Fi. And first, this is kind of sick. Everybody, first, go check out Meme's piece called Sacred Cows on the Hacker Art Gallery. Go look at that first, right? View it. And then think about this, that McDonald's is going to be offering Wi-Fi access. That's right. You can go in and get some crappy processed food and surf the internet. That's right. I think you get an hour with a combo meal, and obviously throw away the meal and then hack their network, right? And then if you want to surf more after that, I think it's $3 an additional hour. So Wi-Fi.
Wait a minute. Isn't a value meal less than $3 anyway? You just buy another value meal and throw it away again.
There you go. I actually have no idea. The last, I have no. I do not eat at McDonald's. I refuse. It's It's thoroughly disgusting. It makes me feel like shit, too. It makes me feel ill. You know, food should not make you feel ill. That does. So, maybe, yeah, if I need the internet really bad, and I want it, you know, not to use somebody else's wireless access point, I'll go to McDonald's, buy one of those meals, give it, you know what, give it to a homeless person, hopefully it won't make him sick, or her sick, right? Give it to somebody who needs it, and then use the internet access. So, Wi-Fi in McDonald's, whoopee. Intel, apparently, is making a big push with their Centrino technology. Actually, I believe they renamed their what was it called? Benias? I don't know. I'm sure I'm butchering that. I think that was a river in it's actually the name of a river in Israel where the processor was first designed, this Benias processor. Now they're calling it Centrino, and apparently it's this whole technology push for mobile and wireless computing, thin notebooks, increased battery life, integrated 802.11, whatever. Personally, I say avoid integrated 802.11 at all costs. Why? Because, well, come on, think about it. Maybe you don't want to use the same MAC address all the time. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you want to use different cards with different operating systems. Avoid integrated 802.11 at all costs.
Well, and for people who don't know, I mean, if you order a system pre-built from pretty much any company, even just a simple network card, just a simple MAC card, those addresses are assigned in blocks, and they know which number went with which computer. I mean, especially Dell, you can easily go to Dell's site and look up all your equipment, but there's tons of utilities you can find in there. I can't think of one offhand, unfortunately. I know LandGuard, I think, is one that I use that scans, and it will not only look and tell me what your MAC address is, but it will tell me who that block of addresses was assigned to, and I'll know that that's a Dell address, and that can, you know, those things can be traced.
Oh, yes.
Concern of yours.
Yeah, if it is a concern, go order a good wireless NIC
from
some company. Yes, exactly, and pay cash. That's right. And wear a wig. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, today, shouts to Bland Inquisitor, man. He called me up, and we were working on his wireless. He was having a little trouble getting he had a Belkin F5D6020. We thought it was a Prism 2 chipset. We found out, we believe, that it's not, that it's an Atmel chipset. So we're working through getting those drivers. I hope you had some luck with that. So shouts to Bland. Let's move into the freak news. It's going to be a little different today. Why? Because I'm not going to be giving it.
Uh-oh.
That's right. It's going to be Mute and Stank giving the freak news. Stank Dog, the computer guru, the phone noob giving the freak news. Let's start with you, Stank.
Well, it's not going to be anything all that complex, but I think people know that I read a lot of magazines, I read a lot of books, and one of my favorites is Consumer Reports. Also, I think I mentioned on the show that my cell phone contract is up, so I've been doing some research and looking into moving towards a new cell phone. So, it just so happens that this past month, this is actually February, so it's last month's issue of Consumer Reports, does a review. And actually, it's a very good magazine if you're, like, again, a newbie like me to the phone systems. It has a lot of explanation on the different technologies and which companies use TDMA and CDMA and GSM, et cetera, et cetera. So it tells you a lot of technical stuff that surprised me. I didn't expect that in Consumer Reports. But what I was really looking at was they did basically an analysis on six major United States cities. None of them near me, unfortunately. So, this, you know, as people can imagine, it's different from city to city, location to location, whether they have enough towers and can handle the capacity and the demand for the service. But what I found interesting is that they did these in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Washington, D.C. And I already told Dual, but Mute, I'll give you a guess. Who do you think was there? There was one company that was number one on all six cities.
AT&T.
Verizon Wireless, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That really surprised me, too.
That's what I said, too, Mute.
Huh?
That's what I said, too. I said AT&T.
Yeah.
You want to hear funny? AT&T really fluctuated. They were second in four of the cities, but on the other two, they were actually next to last. So their problem, you know, if you get them in a good city where they have good coverage, they're probably pretty good,
right.
And you guys happen to have that probably.
Actually, What the funny thing is, my friend, he has Verizon, and his reception is shit at his house. My guess is, since they only reviewed the major metropolitan areas, they're going to have the best metropolitan coverage, not the suburbs.
Oh, of course.
Your sound levels are weird, Mute.
Huh?
Your sound is weird.
All right, sorry.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm actually wiping up a spill here. That's why. But anyways, no, my friend, he lives out in the Bumble. Not Bumble, maybe let's call it quasi-Bumble.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get any reception at his house, but he can get everywhere else. That's a lot like with my phone. I have a singular phone, and I can't get anything around my house, but I can get it perfectly if I just go down the street.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, that's your, you know.
All that other ham stuff in there that's probably blocking all the other
things. Yeah, that's right.
Right. It's not wrong to have two power strips filled, completely filled, and that just doesn't run everything because you got to unplug stuff and plug more stuff in. If I had everything in my room running, I would have a power surge. Everything in the house.
All of Chicago would dim.
It would. There would be a brownout in my city.
Rolling brownouts caused by Mute.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, you know what? Okay, let me tell everybody what we're going to do really quick, because we're going to have to do it in a few minutes because they're probably waiting for us. We're going to hop on a con line, and we're going to make an announcement. Actually, Stank is going to make a huge announcement on the show, on the con line. So let's finish up the freak news real quick. Okay, so Verizon's number one.
Verizon was consistently number one. Says that they have the best customer support. AT&T did go overall number two. Said they were one of the best for customer support, said overloaded circuits in three of the six cities.
Ooh.
They said otherwise it's middle of the road. And it goes down from there to Nextel, T-Mobile, Singular, and Sprint PCS at the bottom. Worst customer support, dropped calls an issue in five of six areas.
That doesn't surprise me.
Again, I'm not going to base my, you know, just on these, because these weren't cities that are look, you know, close to me, so I have to make a decision on what I find from people, you know, here in Florida. So,
right.
But that I found that pretty interesting that on a general basis, Verizon got such high ratings.
Yeah, that does surprise me. I thought AT&T would be, well, AT&T is number two. I've been very happy with AT&T. From the most modern of cell phone networks to old school freaking, Mute has been having some eBay freak adventures. What have you been doing, man?
Well, this is how it kind of came about. I actually, you know, of course, I had the iBook, and it was really weird because if I ever my web browser, I always see eBay come up. So I'm like, let's cruise eBay, and I just thought, well, let's search for telephones because, you know, I love those. So I searched for telephones, and I find not, like, parts immediately, but I find these ads from old magazines, newspapers and stuff about the old Bell system. And there's a lot of things that struck my interest. The one thing that did strike my interest was an article from the Time magazine dated 1939. I'll pull it up right now so I can explain it better. It was nine pages out of the magazine. I don't know if it's the whole magazine or just the pages, but I know they're the original pages. And he scanned two of them so I could see what they looked like. And it was amazing because it's basically the old crossbar system, and it's pictures of how everything works.
Cool.
All right, let me read off what it said. In-depth photos of AT&T and its telephone operators, linemen, and the equipment used, how the equipment is used. And then they just tell them what they can do with stuff. Let me see if I can pull up more information. Thought he had a better explanation of what he's selling.
Are you talking into the phone?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I'm right into it.
All right.
Here.
I'm just trying to make a good show here.
All right. Yeah, here
is it Wintermute or Boomhauer?
Or what?
Boomhauer from King of the Hill, man.
No, sorry, brother.
All right, here we go. 1939, Life.
There we go. That sounds good.
It's not Life. It's not Time. It's Life. Life magazine, article and pictures only, are on eight pages and are in good condition. And it's got this guy on top of a telephone pole is hooking stuff up. It's got all the crossbars. It's got all the panel switching. It's got everything. And it's like how a phone works. The whole system with nice black and white pictures. It's going to be
cool.
Awesome when I get to frame it. Guess how much the price was?
$10.
Well, $10 for shipping.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Beautiful. Now, you keep cruising this. Now, I found this under, unless they change it, because I heard they're changing how this all works soon. It's under collectibles, then advertising, then communication and utilities, and then telephone. What I found was not just advertising, but actual equipment. The coolest thing you could buy, equipment-wise, you can get an actual Bell hard hat. They actually have the, you can get a Bell hardhead. There's a couple of them up. You actually get the Bell. It's a miniature hardhead, stainless steel, but it's a bottle opener. What else?
Oh, that's classy.
That is very classy. It's all worn. Some of these are really worn too. So you can see these, like a lot of like linemen come home after the end of the day and like I can open a beer.
How do they climb the pole?
Yeah,
yeah. They're putting a few away.
That's right.
There's some other ones. Some really cool stuff. I don't even. No one knows that it works. Like the people that have it. So a long lines tester for those old Bell trunks.
Cool.
I think it's a big battery.
And didn't you say there was actually a switchboard on there?
Yes. The two things that really struck my interest a lot were a patch panel in a switching room where the lady would go number please and then shove the line over and it's got lights and stuff on it.
Yeah.
That's really high up on my list. The second thing is a test kit. Let me go down to my watched items. Because I got to see how these. Oh, someone actually bid on the central signal board. Someone's listening to our recorded. I don't know how they're doing this, but someone's already.
They know about it.
It's a Telco Wheatstone Bridge test set.
Oh, cool.
Big box. Got a bunch of knobs. Just looks cool, so that's why I'm going to try to get it.
Nice. Very nice. The switch. I'm interested in that switchboard, actually. That'd be very cool, especially if you can get it working, you know, somehow.
I think it's a freak because it's a. Their handle. Their hype. Their name is off hook.
Really?
It's a freak.
It must be.
I've never met the two.
Okay, right. I tell you what. I am going to get on the con line, and we'll do the announcement. We actually have more to talk about. We got a little retail hacking. Maybe we can talk about that on the con. Actually, we can, because I think there's going to be a lot of Phoenix hackers on the con line. And actually, what I've tried is in Phoenix. So, let me. I'll tell you what. You guys drop off. You guys can get on the con?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, then go ahead and drop off, and I'm going to call it up. I'm going to have to hang up the phone. Yeah, I'll hang up the phone and I'll call it up. So I'll see you guys on there.
You going to be recording it as well?
I'm not going to stop.
Okay, cool.
All right, later.
Bye.
Okay, I am still recording. They're gone. I'm going to call up the con line right now. Don't have to hide this number. HackerMind con line, 918-858-0012.
Enter your pre-assigned conference code.
947.
They're both like two different brands, you know. I got a Seagate and.
No way. Are you serious?
I'm not joking. You know, I was just thinking, like, a friend of mine is kind of like a dash interrupt, thinking like conspiracies and whatnot. And I was like thinking, damn, this turned out to be like a Microsoft type of thing, like out on your.
Okay, who is this, by the way?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Duel, and we're recording RFA right now.
No Duel, sir.
Who the fuck is this? That is awesome. We're recording right now. Stank, are you on there?
Hey, Duel.
Hey, what up?
You're late, bud.
We've had some trouble getting the show recorded, unfortunately. We meant to come in about 5:10 after, but it hasn't worked out. Stank actually has a huge announcement, if you guys can bear with us. Stank, are you there yet?
While you figure that out, let me say about the get back to your computer crashing and that.
Is that Rax?
Yes. Hello? No. Rax is dead.
All right, this is not working out. Stank?
Dropping off like flies.
I'm here.
Okay, all right, let's Stank go ahead and do your announcement, and then we'll stop recording the show.
Wow, what's going on?
Well, there's some huge Vox, unfortunately.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so go ahead and make your announcement, Stank.
Well, the announcement is that we are officially releasing the first ever DDP printed hacking magazine. We have all the content ready. I've been starting off printing it off. I'm going to try to do most of that myself. Color covers similar to 2600 in format, but hopefully closer to FRAC in content. And we're going to start, hopefully by the end of the month, have them available on the website, take them to 2600 meetings and stuff like that. So we're really excited about it.
Oh, yeah, this will be huge. This is huge stuff, a printed magazine. This is, you know, think of how many have gone under, I mean, blacklisted, Hackers Digest. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't stick around. I wish they would. This is a great opportunity to get this stuff out.
We hope so, and maybe, I don't know what their situations were, but we're doing this simply for the fun and for the love of it, and there's not like there's any profit here. We're basically putting the money right back into the printing costs and everything. So, you know, we're not trying to make a business. So I don't know if the other
places were trying to do that. The other zines were doing that, and that was their downfall or not. But for us, it's just going to be very underground, very, very low-key, but I'm still wanted to have that professional and clean, polished look to it. So
typical con line. All right, so send in your articles, everybody. Send in your good, long, technical-oriented articles to Stank Dog. And,
stankdog.com.
That's right, stankdog.com. And just wait. You cannot wait. It is going to be awesome, the new Hacking Mazzy. We don't have a name yet, do we?
Nope.
No, we did it back-asswards. We wrote the articles and the content first.
Yeah, good shit, with no name. That's all right. All right, well, we're going to hop on the con line before anything bad starts to happen. So, again, RFA 55. Folks, who's on the con line? Oh yeah, dude, this is gonna be a good con line. I got some good retail hacking for your Phoenix crew. All right, everybody, late.